This is a WJR Spotlight on 760 WJR with Movie Show Plus's Greg Russell and 96.3 WDVD's Lauren Crocker. Highlighting the summer drive-in at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. Enjoy double features 5 nights a week, Wednesdays through Sundays on 3 screens. For movie schedule and tickets, visit summerdrivein.com. Now from CJ's Brewing Company at USA Hockey Arena, here are Greg and Lauren.
All right. You would never know that I've had like 40 years in radio going, turn the button on.
The button.
I'm Greg Russell.
I'm Lauren Crocker.
And this has been my bonus day. You and I are on TV to start this morning.
I know.
And now we're on radio at night.
I know. This is so exciting, Greg. And you know, because of hazy air and then a sick child, this is my first time at USA Hockey this summer. I was supposed to do 2 other broadcasts before tonight, and I'm so happy to finally make it because I just love coming here in the summer. I love the Friday night drive-ins. It is the best vibes. It's crowded. I couldn't even find parking. That's part of the reason why I was running in. Like, it's already filled up out there, and it's a big night for the drive-ins tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got some really, really, really good movies and things, you know, coming up here tonight. I mean, Paw Patrol, the one we were talking about earlier today, Dino.
Yes. And your movie reviews, you didn't even review it because all you said was the kids liked it.
The kids liked it. Right. And that's all that matters. It's their movie.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't going to be that many people over 25 like me. No.
I have a sentimental love for Paw Patrol just because my kids love it. But also the first Paw Patrol movie, or I should say the last one. I don't know if it was the first one, but the last one a few years ago was the first movie we ever took our son Sly to.
Oh.
Like, his first movie experience was Paw Patrol. And these movies are great because whether you're seeing it here at the drive-in at USA Hockey Arena or at a theater, your kids can run around and wreak havoc and nobody cares because everybody else's kid is doing the same thing.
That is great. I mean, that was always the best part about drive-ins where, parents, just go out. They always had swings and everything up in front, you know, we were growing up. And just make sure you make it back to the car before the second movie's over. Okay.
Yeah, and stay where the lights are, you know? And I know so many families who come to the drive-in here, they bring, like, games and things to do in the back of the car while you're waiting for the movie to start. Of course, we're at CJ's Brewing, which has the best food. And you can have it delivered, right? Do they still deliver it? They do. Okay, good. Bring that pizza right out to you and the kids and just relax and enjoy.
I think he said he had the pizza the last time.
Oh, my gosh. Have you had the pinwheels? Is that what they're – the pizza pinwheels?
Dave,
we can only talk to Dave. But anyway, they have the best food here, the pizza, the little pizza rolls, the pinwheels. Everything is so good. And like I said, you can come here and eat before the movies, or you just have them bring it to your car.
It's
so good. And we finally got a great night, and it's just like a perfect night to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And there's other fun movies, too.
That's for sure. I mean, what else do we have here? Super Troopers.
Well, we have The End of Oak Street, which you also movie reviewed, Greg Russell, and you liked this one.
Yeah, it was like you said, it was right down the middle because it was based here.
Yeah.
And even though you told me some funny things, and it's kind of like, I didn't notice that one part about
Dave. So Dave Rieger saw it. Dave Rieger, is it giving thumbs up or thumbs down? Oh, he gives it a middle.
A middle like
a
we did,
because
that's what we did. We gave it a 3, right there.
Yeah.
Down the middle as well.
You can't deny, though, that Anne Hathaway is having an amazing summer. Not only is she expecting, which is so exciting, but, I mean, The Odyssey, hello, Devil Wears Prada in the spring. She's got another movie coming out this year, and then this one. And I had no idea until your movie review today on Live in the D, Greg, that this was a dinosaur flick.
Yeah.
I really am excited now.
Well, like we said, they come out of these portals.
It's so interesting to me.
In Clausen, basically.
Yeah, and you said it's the director that's from Clausen?
Yeah, he's from Clausen. Because it had a fictitious name. I would say something like Spring Hill or something, you know, Michigan. But it was a suburban area of Detroit. So we figured he's from Clausen, so that's probably what it was based off of.
Well, it has those kind of 70s, is it 70s, Michigan vibes?
80s.
80s?
Yep.
All the same. A lot of plaid.
Uh-huh.
And then they're also showing, of course, Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Wow. I wonder if that's going to be any good and people are going to go see it.
Yeah, you think? Maybe break some Marvel box office records?
I think you and I even mentioned that like 2 weeks ago. That and, oh, goodness. Now all of a sudden it's Escape the Odyssey. There you go. Thank you. All of a sudden so many words are in your mouth or in your head.
Yeah.
$1 billion weekend?
I know. Well, and again, Anne Hathaway, right? And then you have Tom Holland and Zendaya, the literal power couple of Hollywood.
Right.
I mean, doing the red carpets and the press for those two movies back to back. And then they're like, oops, let's just go get married because we're done doing all that. Yeah. And our checking account billions and billions of dollars.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, think about that. They have a joint checking account that's probably bigger than, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Federal funds somewhere. Say,
everything east of the Mississippi and probably west of the Mississippi.
Exactly. But I can't believe they have Spider-Man on one of the screens. Now, have you seen Spider-Man yet?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
I enjoyed it.
Are you a Marvel guy?
It's kind of funny. When we were growing up, my brother Cliff, who you remember, he was the Marvel guy. I was the DC guy when we were growing up. So he was more Spider-Man. I was more Batman. But now, as adults, I can like them both.
Awesome. All right. Greg and I are going to be here at CJ's, at USA Hockey Arena for the hour. And come out and see the drive-ins.
Please do.
We've listed a few movies that you're going to see tonight. And it all kicks off at 7:30. Gates whoop, open. Whoop. We'll be back on WJR.
You're listening to a WJR Spotlight with Greg Russell and Lauren Crocker on WJR. Live from USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, home of the Summer Drive-In. For movie schedule and tickets, visit summerdrivein.com. Once again, from CJ's Brewing Company at USA Hockey Arena, here are Greg and Lauren.
Greg and Lauren spending the whole day together.
Yes, we are a dynamic duo today, Greg, and I'm so happy to be here with you tonight
at
USA Hockey Arena. Summer drive-ins on Friday nights at USA Hockey Arena. Tonight's a biggie, especially for families. You got Paw Patrol, you got Spider-Man. Dinosaurs.
Everybody loves Spider-Man.
It's such a great night. And, of course, we're at CJ's Brewing right here in USA Hockey Arena. By the way, if you come to the drive-in, you get the pizza brought to the car.
The food is delicious.
The food is
absolutely
delicious.
I always ask for, like, several doggy bags.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog. But it's okay.
It's
okay.
They're Greggy bags.
They're yes.
So, Greg, yes. Tonight we are sitting with a wonderful gentleman.
Absolutely.
I got to meet you for the first time last summer when I was here. Steve Kiefer, chairman of the Kiefer Foundation. So good to see you again.
So good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
And you've been having a good summer?
It's been a great summer. Amazing how time flies, but it's been beautiful. Nothing better than summer in Michigan.
Yeah, and I just love everything you do with the Kiefer Foundation.
Yep.
Please tell us a little bit about what the foundation is about, if anyone doesn't know, because
right.
We all know about you and your beautiful family and your beautiful son.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. Yeah, we established the foundation 10 years ago when my son Mitchell was killed by a distracted driver. And it's hard to believe it's 10 years. It'll be 10 years this September 19th.
Wow.
So, and, of course, this place, USA Hockey Rink, is so special for us. This is the home of the Detroit Catholic Central hockey team, and it's where Mitchell played. So, and we were so honored the year after we lost him that the hockey arena was named after him. So now we're, of course, forever known as the Mitchell Kiefer Memorial Ice Rink. So this place just holds such a special place for us, and it's so great to see people enjoying drive-in movies during the summer and, sort of offsetting the downtime when there's not so many people playing hockey. So it's great to be here.
Yeah, and you keep very busy with the foundation. You're active now in, did you say 30?
Yeah, so we've, one of our three pillars, we focus on pillars of awareness, technology, and legislation. And from a legislation standpoint, we try to get these laws passed. We call them hands-free laws, which
right.
It makes it illegal to hold the phone while you're driving an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
We've now gotten those passed in 33 states.
Great.
We did Michigan about 3 years ago, and of course, in the states that pass these laws, we find that the crashes and fatalities, they'll drop anywhere from 10 to 20%. So it's
right.
not a perfect fix, but it certainly helps, and it definitely saves lives. So, and that data is also true here in Michigan. We're working hard now to get, every year we set a new set of priorities, so we've got six priority states for this coming legislative cycle, and we're hoping to just tick them all off until we get all 50 states.
Fantastic. And like you said, that is something that is very important. The other day, honestly, I was driving down the street. I'm seeing this lady with, the phone up, and I even went, burp!
Yeah.
And she looked like I was her dad. Immediately went down.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's like, they even tell you, just put it on the little thing if you
right.
need it.
Yeah.
There's no big deal right there. But yeah, like you said, anything to save lives and save bodies and everything else, that's really important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, interesting story. I was just like yours. I was in a passenger seat, and I looked over, and I saw a woman on her phone, and I was kind of browbeating her until I got her attention. She looked up at me, and she rolled her window down. I said, it's illegal to be on your phone in this state. Well, it gets better. She looked at me, and she put her phone down. She says, I'm so embarrassed. She says, I know who you are, and I've been to your events, and I should know better. And I'm like, wow, that was a good story. So if she's listening, I hope she would post that, because that was, it was really interesting. Well, made me feel good that our message is getting out. Of course, it's not always sticking, but hey, I know how hard it is. It's, you know, everybody has a temptation to get to look at that phone, especially at traffic lights.
Oh, yeah.
And just to be clear, it is illegal even at traffic lights. It's extremely dangerous because you know, we have what we call the hangover effect. If you look at your phone while you're stopped at a red light,
right,
and then you put it down when it turns green, the data says you're distracted for about 15 seconds. Your mind is not in the game.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. So it's some people will be like, oh, I was doing it at a red light. Not okay.
Right.
Not okay at a red light. Not okay anytime.
And then even the ones who just play the games in the car too.
Right.
You're driving and you're doing a driving simulation.
Right.
Well, just pay attention to the road.
And I think there's just no excuse anymore. These cars are making it so easy to have everything that you need right in the dash.
Yep.
You know, all different price levels of cars, too,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
it used
yeah.
to be just a luxury vehicle thing. But now it's like they're making it easy for you. You can talk to your car.
Right.
You
right.
have zero reason to do anything.
Absolutely.
And so I just love what you stand for and what you're about. Obviously, the inspiration for your family, heartbreaking, but talk about, you know, doing something with that and actually putting it into action, which is not easy to do. So
right.
many of us will go through a time of grief, and we want to do something very powerful, and it's hard to take those steps.
Right. Yeah.
And here you are actively doing this, not even just in Michigan, but all over the country. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, we know Mitchell would be proud of us. I mean, there's a number of things, maybe a few other things that we've been doing, though.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we launched a, we call it Just Drive Simulator, and I think everybody knows our tagline.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Tom Brady launched this for us years ago. So if you go to our website at mkiefer.org, you'll see Tom Brady's video, which our message is, when you're behind the wheel, put your phones down and just drive. So please go to our website at mkiefer.org. You can see his video. You can see videos from Steve Eiserman, from Mark Wahlberg, from Mary Barra from General Motors. I mean, there's a lot of content there. But again, the message is quite simple. So that's all part of our awareness campaign. But we launched this thing. We call it a Just Drive Simulator, and it's basically a virtual reality headset branded Just Drive. And in it, young drivers will experience a distracted driving crash in virtual reality.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Along with a lot of educational material. So we're now donating those to schools around the country to basically include in the health programs to just educate, you know, as many people as we can on the dangers of distracted driving. And ultimately, we hope to get thousands of these things into driver's ed programs and any other programs. So
that is impactful.
That is.
Yeah, it's really a good experience. We're going to continue to make it better. And again, if you go to our website at mkiefer.org, you can see the whole story of the simulator.
Right.
And if anybody's interested, I mean, we've got programs where people can purchase them online if they like, but they can also work with a school and find some donors. I've got some young folks down at Miami Country Day down in Miami, Florida, that are raising money right now at their school to get 10 of these at their school.
Oh,
so we're going to match their fundraising and donate them and just try to educate as many people as we can.
And the website, again, if people want to learn more about getting these in their schools.
Yep,
or helping.
It's mkiefer.org, spelled like Mitchell's name,
M-K-I-E-F-E-R.
.org, and a ton of information there. Also information about our upcoming events, including Play With Purpose right here at this ice rink. Every year we do a charity hockey game. So this year it's going to be the week before the anniversary date. So it's right here at the rink on September 12th.
Okay.
We're going to have a great event. And to be announced next week on September 19th, we're actually going to have a disc golf event.
Ooh.
Love golf of all kinds.
Please come on out. You know, Mitchell did not like the game that we call golf. He liked disc golf. And it's funny because we do a charity golf event every year at Oakland Hills.
Yeah.
But we actually call it ball golf, because when Mitchell would see me and his brother go out, he'd say, oh, are you guys going ball golfing? Because his game was called golf. So that's our story.
Mitchell is ever present love. And I think the simulator is so important, because if we get these kids young, you know what I mean? They deal with so much about the phones just in general. It's everywhere for them in general. And if we can just make that distinction of this is real. A car is dangerous.
Yes.
And you can really hurt yourself or someone else. Look at this. I think that is just incredible. And I really hope it makes an impact.
And I agree with you, because I was just thinking, like, the kids are used to playing their video games where their car will hit like the bank of a tank, roll over, be back on four wheels, and go.
Right.
Yes. It's like,
No, that's not real. That's right. Not what happens.
It's close.
What happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, and there's nothing more powerful than a child being in a car with their parents when the parent reaches for the phone and the child calls them out. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me, hey, my son or daughter saw your presentation, and they sort of lectured me the whole night over dinner because they're now educated in the dangers here. So,
well, my son Sylvester is almost five, and he does it to me too, and I'll put my phone just on the charging station. Like, I don't text and drive. I it's a thing for me, and I will always talk about it. And even if I'm just like putting it down before the car even starts, he's like, "No phones while you're driving, Mom." And
good
I'm
for
like,
him. Yeah. How did he learn that? Where did he learn that?
Probably because I yell at his dad.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I just think again everything that you and your family do. You it's just incredible. And Mitchell is here with you and here with all of your mission. And I just think you're a wonderful person. I love this initiative. mkiefer.org to find information on all of this and how you can be a part. You just gave us these awesome bracelets that we have. Thank you.
We will wear them with honor.
Thank you.
And the Just Drive initiative is so important. So, you know, thank you for being here with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Enjoy.
And congratulations. And I hope that all of this is very, very successful for you and for everybody out there who needs it.
Thank
and like
you.
I said, we'll come back here for some of his hockey games. You said he went to Catholic Central?
He did, yep. He was on the 2016 state championship team.
Congratulations.
So that was, the picture we always show of him is that day when they won the state championship, probably the best day of his life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so this rink is so special for us. As a matter of fact, when Governor Whitmer signed the bill into law, she did it here.
Oh, great.
It's right
out here by his memorial locker room.
I was going to say, being a proud graduate of U of D Jesuit High School, you know, CC and that whole – we're all brothers.
That's right.
That way.
That's absolutely right, for sure.
Well,
thanks so,
so
much for helping
good.
Me spread
Thank
the word.
You.
So
appreciate
good to see
it.
You, Steve. mkiefer.org, awesome. The Kiefer Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more right here on WJR.
You're listening to a WJR Spotlight with Greg Russell and Lauren Crocker on WJR. Live from USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, home of the Summer Drive-In. For movie schedule and tickets, visit summerdrivein.com. Once again, from CJ's Brewing Company at USA Hockey Arena, here are Greg and Lauren.
And we are back.
Greg, I'm going to give them the schedule for tonight right now.
Yes, please do.
Because it is a biggie. You got Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. And by the way, I hear that there's Paw Patrol characters roaming
here?
The halls and the parking lot where the drive-ins are happening.
Ooh,
so that's fun.
That is
you
nice.
You got Spider-Man Brand New Day on screen 2. Oh, by the way, there's two. So not only is it Paw Patrol on screen 1 tonight, Toy Story 5 afterwards. Hello.
Wow.
Spider-Man on screen 2, followed by The Breadwinner, and then End of Oak Street, the new Anne Hathaway dinosaur movie, followed by Super Troopers 3. So huge family night. I know it's like super fun for parents to come. Mm-hmm. You bring the kids, you let them see the kid movie, the Paw Patrol or whatever, and then they pass out, and then you stay for Anne Hathaway and the dinosaurs or something, you
right.
know? And of course, we're at CJ's Brewing, which they will deliver the food to your car, which I think is so cool.
It
How
is.
VIP is that?
Oh, that is. I mean, like I said, you don't have to get out, you don't have to miss the movie.
No.
And it's delicious food. It's a little bit different than the drive-ins I used to go to when I was a kid.
The stale popcorn and all those kinds of things. Yeah, we've upgraded here at USA Hockey Arena for sure.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, fun time, folks. If you do get a chance, come on out and enjoy. And it's just a great family gathering, too.
Yeah. And only so many summer Fridays left.
Yeah.
So make the most of them before we're all back in the grind of the fall and school and all the things.
Right, right. But we're having fun. And you know what else is fun to do is go out and take tours, like of the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
And we've got two great ambassadors with us today. Chris Hoff from Distinctively Detroit Tours. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
And guess what? Dave Garr is also here from Celebrity Tours of Detroit and Russell Brothers City Tours. So, Dave, good to see you.
Likewise, Mr. Greg.
Now, do Dave and Chris know each other?
Yes, they do.
Okay, oh, yeah. Everyone's connected.
Oh, yeah.
We go way back.
Oh, good.
They're both at a party at my
way
house
back.
On Saturday. So,
I always wonder when people do these amazing tours of our beautiful city or any city, like how much education is required before you can lead a tour? Because whenever you go on these tours, you all know so much about the city.
Well, you know, you have to live in Detroit like Greg has for like 120 years.
Ooh,
so
that's a dig,
you know,
I think.
How
that's
much
a dig.
And fish years. But no, go ahead. But no, he's right. It's like, you know, just stuff I remember in my case growing up here in the city. And as Dave knows, and as Chris knows, because Dave and I have done tours as well, where at the end the person will come up to me and said, "I was looking on my phone at everything you said, and
ooh,
everything you said was
fact
right."
Check.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So you know, you can't just throw up, yeah, this is you know, Cobo Hall or the old Cobo, and it was named after Joe Cobo Cobo or whatever,
right,
you
right.
know, making that up. But yeah, you got to tell them that. Like even with Baker's Keyboard Lounge, people are always going, "It's the oldest. It's the oldest continuously running jazz club in the world."
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But, you know, we enjoy doing tours of all sides. And now, Chris, talk a little bit about your tours, because they are, like you said, the ones on the coach buses, the big ones, and all like that.
Yeah, I do more of the larger scale, where Dave and Greg do the smaller scale. So we all work together. It actually works out really well for us. I tend to believe that, especially with the large group tours, they're looking for unique experiences or things they can't do on their own. Mm-hmm. Travelers can't come do on their own, and that's kind of what we have specialized in, is creating like a recording studio experience and vintage car rides that people can do in larger groups.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can drive a vintage car around Detroit?
No, you don't get to drive it.
Oh, I was like, man, that would be cool.
Or where is that one place, though, Chris, where they can go, but I mean like on their grounds and drive a car?
Well, we do the Packard Proving Grounds where they do the car rides.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't know of
there.
Any place where we could actually drive the cars, because if we could, I would be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one I was thinking of.
Just go to Woodward this weekend. Jump in someone's car. See what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
Dave would be out there.
I'd like that new Ford that they just revealed.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. You have a Corvette?
Greg didn't. Yeah, I do have a Corvette.
Oh.
But you know what? I don't like to go out on Woodward because it's so commercial out there. I mean, there's so many people out there. It's such a big event that, you know, I can't just see everything. If I was to go out there, I'd find a chair, I'd sit on the side and just watch the cars go by.
I get that. You know what I don't get, though, as somebody who used to live in Ferndale? The chair's out on, like, the Tuesday and Wednesday before.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
What are
yeah.
we looking at? I'm driving a Volkswagen. Nobody cares about that. Everyone's just sitting there watching the cars. So I'm like, where are the old cars? You might see one like every 20.
Right.
Versus what it's going to be like tonight and tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right. And I have to tell you, so one of my favorite, well, I shouldn't say favorite memories of the Dream Cruise was when the golf course was still open there, my favorite Palmer Park golf course, which I'm still trying to get reopened. One time we were out there and one of our guys, you know, hit the ball. Next thing you know, we hear something, boom, and you could tell it was a car.
Oh,
and
no.
We're all going, run, run.
Yeah, seriously.
Even though we were adults, but it was like, let's go real quick.
You probably hit someone's treasure.
Yes, yes.
And you do, so you do some more celebrity
we
Detroit
just
tours?
Celebrity guided tours of Detroit with Mr. Greg Russell himself.
A celebrity himself.
Greg sits back and with the group of people. We do up to 10 people in our tours.
Okay.
Greg sits back there and kind of describes what we're going past and what this is all about, what this was back in the day. And it's cool because we've taken actual native Detroiters on these tours and it opened their eyes to a lot of things that they didn't even know was in Detroit.
Right. Yep.
Like I say, people go to Detroit for an event. They'll go to a concert at the arena. They'll go straight home.
I know.
They won't see anything that Detroit has become.
Mm-hmm.
And when we show them Detroit in our tour, which takes anywhere between 4 and 5 hours, they learn a lot about the city and they feel good.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, you know, do a lot of other different things as well. Because, Chris, talk about the murder mysteries.
Oh, yes. We have developed murder mystery tours, which is, they're walking tours, actually, of like Corktown, Mexican Town. And it's combining food and drink while you're actually trying to solve a murder, a fictitious murder that happened. You're going to be interviewing suspects and
cocktails
all of
and
that,
murder?
Trying to figure
oh
it out. Cocktails, food, and murder all in the same day.
That sounds like fun. And you're getting your steps in.
There you go.
I
yes,
like it.
Yes. It's healthy. Well, unless you're the person that got murdered. But other than right. that, it's healthy.
Right. Oh, that's a very cool experience. I would like something like that. And you're right. Those downtown neighborhoods like Corktown and stuff, they're just kind of cool and mysterious anyway. So
right.
as you're learning more about it. And when you have people, you know, Greg, on these 4 and 5 hour
yeah.
tours, do you find that they're engaged the whole time?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you know, we take them to all different places. And a lot of the times, the thing we always love, as Dave knows, is when people go, I never knew that about Detroit.
Right.
I didn't know anything like that. And the other fun time is
We also say, hey, if you're there's a place, like you grew up in Detroit, if you want to drive past your old house, let us know.
Oh, cool.
And we will take you there, because one of the best we ever had was this one guy who knew his old house was torn down. He just because of the area.
Yeah.
We pull up, and it's still standing.
Oh, my God.
And actually looking good, if you know
what
I mean.
And there were still people living in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he get emotional?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he did, yeah. Oh, that's very special.
Much so.
So you can personalize the tour, too, if you want to. Oh, that's cool. So how do we find more information about all of these?
Well, let's see. Chris, go first with your phone number and website.
Okay. It is distinctivelydetroit.com, so www.distinctivelydetroit.com.
Yeah.
And phone number is 313-723-2273.
Or just ChatGPT distinctively.
There you go.
Right?
That's a hard
that would be the easiest. Just distinctively is the hardest word to spell.
I know, distinctively.
It's worth it when you get there.
Dave, all the information.
Especially if you're taking those walking tours with a few cocktails. You're going to spell distinctively.
Distinctively.
Right.
Yes, we like our cocktails.
And for the smaller tours that Greg and I do, you can reach me at 734-542-6800 or check out the website adreamlimo.com.
Ooh.
and click on the Detroit Tours icon or prompt that's on
and
there.
Are you doing like party buses kind of
we do we do it yeah. in a small party bus yeah so it and what we do we also bring along Detroit's own Tubby Subs as
Ooh.
Well as Better Made Chips
Tubby.
Right, and of course being on a party bus our clients can bring adult beverages of choice.
Cocktails on this one, too.
If they prefer, sure.
Greg.
We do provide the ice and bottled water, so.
Should I share our favorite story about
Please?
That?
You're more than welcome to.
This is a Christmas time.
Keep it PG right.
Oh, yeah. And like we say, we tell people you can bring whatever you like.
Yeah.
And we have this group of nurses, hardworking people. My wife was a nurse, so yeah. I mean, I know how hard they work.
Yeah.
And we pulled out onto Woodward, and they saw this beautiful church. And they said, oh, that's a church. Let's toast the church. They didn't realize that from Boston Boulevard at Woodward down to Grand Boulevard, there are like 15 churches.
I love it. Can't leave one out.
Oh, no. And even as Dave says all the time, they even toasted the church's chicken.
Oh, my gosh. I bet they were feeling good for the nurses they needed.
That's right. They deserved it. Yes, they did.
They absolutely deserve it. And I bet you are so, because, Greg, you're so fun and fun to be around and just meeting you, Dave, and Chris, you on the phone. You guys all, you know, I know you have a wonderful personality. I bet people just love learning from you and are entertained,
right.
too. Like, you need a little fun in your history lesson.
Oh, right. And that's something, you know, along with Chris and Dave, we do understand. This isn't a school lesson.
Right.
Because we don't want to bore you, you know. That's the Penobscot building named after James Penobscot.
Right.
Okay.
You got to keep it fun and keep it
right.
interesting.
Have a good time.
And do you feel like there's people of all ages that go on these tours with
oh.
you all?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we had some customized tours. We had one tour that the ladies were an Art Deco group. They wanted to see all the Art Deco in Detroit.
Wow.
So they gave us some ideas. We looked up some Art Deco places, took them to the place, and they were just blown away.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was
well,
fun.
I mean, in this city.
Oh.
You just mentioned the Guardian building. Yeah,
where you are.
The Fisher building.
Right.
Yep.
Incredible. I get to walk in that building every morning, and I'm still in awe. You know, 11, however many years I've been there, years later. It's just like you find something new to gawk at every day. I tell people all the time, come to the Fisher building. The Guardian building downtown.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This city is full of it.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, we've done plenty, like, with Chris's group, you know, taking the tours inside and inside the Fisher Theater and different things like that.
Well, and for people who live in Detroit who are listening to this now, I think the best time to tour your city is when you have people in town.
Yeah.
And then you go do an experience like what you all offer with your guests and they're learning. And then, like you said, you're learning something about the city that you live in. Stuff that you
yeah.
would never do when you're here.
Yeah,
you know?
That's for sure. All right. Real quick, Chris, thoughts your number one more time?
My phone number is 313-723-2273.
And Dave?
734-542-6800.
And our number is 760 AM. WJR.
Smooth.
How you like that?
We'll be back from USA Hockey Arena.
You're listening to a WJR Spotlight with Greg Russell and Lauren Crocker on WJR. Live from USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, home of the Summer Drive-In. For movie schedule and tickets, visit summerdrivein.com. Once again from CJ's Brewing Company at USA Hockey Arena, here are Greg and Lauren.
That's right. I almost feel like going out and dropping the puck now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you a hockey player, Greg?
Used to when we were growing up. We'd play hockey like on our lake, and then our dad would always build an ice rink in our backyard.
Oh, my gosh. So. I have a neighbor who does that for their kids. I'm like, that is top-tier level parenting. Uh-huh. That is really cool. We are at USA Hockey Arena. Of course, it is Summer Drive-In. We have some amazing movies tonight on the screen. Screen 1, which, oh, by the way, the doors are open, but you can come for Paw Patrol, the Dino Movie, and Toy Story 5 on Screen 1. Screen 2 is Spider-Man Brand New Day, followed by the Breadwinner. And then Screen 3, I mean, End of Oak Street and Super Troopers 3. So all huge blockbusters tonight. But we can't end our show, Greg, without talking about a little puck at USA Hockey
Arena.
That's
right. I mean, come on. We got to drop the puck right here on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
They got some good games coming up. I mean, coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd, got Boston College here.
And that's the home opener.
Yeah.
And then we have Bowling Green, University of Michigan in January. Wow. Why are we talking about January? I mean, really. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
This is going by real quick, hasn't it?
I know. Seriously. And then you have more games in January, Trine University.
Yep. And then Maryville University.
And the hockey here, my co-host on 96.3 WDVD, Blaine, is a huge hockey guy as well.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about just how much fun. He doesn't live too far. He loves coming here to watch the hockey. And you come here and you see future NHL pros, champions, you're watching them play. You might see them here, and then a couple years later, you never know where you're going to see them. It's just really fun.
It is, and I mean, it's just an exciting game, just like to watch it. I mean, for the speed and the accuracy and everything, you know, that these players have.
Yeah.
And
it's good hockey with great seats. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're actually in there. I feel like you're really being able to watch, and I love that it's such a family-friendly environment.
Mm-hmm.
You come with your family. You can eat here at CJ's Brewing. You could, you know, watch some hockey, come back out, have fun. Like, it's really just a great vibe all year round.
Right, and like I said, looking around, they've got all these monitors here, you know, in the restaurant bar area.
Yeah.
So you can catch whatever you like, probably, you know, if there's five sports on in one night, they're all going to be on here.
Yeah, and the games we just mentioned are all part of the college series presented by Kroger right here at USA Hockey. You can go to USAHockeyNTDP.com. Tickets are on sale for all of these games. So plan now.
Why not? Come on. Enjoy it.
I got to tell you, as a football fan, I'm locked in. Like, preseason started last night, and I know hockey fans are already looking forward. Like, October, let's go. Let's watch some hockey. I'm ready for it.
Let's do it. Let's do another broadcast out here during that time to a hockey game.
Oh, that would be so fun, right? I would love that.
Okay.
I love watching hockey. I don't know as much about it as I do. Like, I'm really a football girl,
right.
But I do love – and I think watching hockey live is so fascinating. It's so fast.
It really is. And, I mean, once you're, you know, I guess a hockey player, you're always one. I deal with this one other organization where they have these hockey tournaments in the beginning of the year for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they will always have, like, the Detroit Red Wing alumni team out there. And it's always funny because the bar team shows up thinking, oh, these guys, you know, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah.
They're still NHL champions, pal.
Oh, yeah. It stays with you, right?
It does.
If you could get out on the ice today, do you think your skills would come right back to you?
I would probably just become the puck now. Just sit on the ground and go.
Just sit on the ground. Well, you might get in trouble if you do that.
That's right.
You can't sit on the ground. By the way, I just got a note from our esteemed producer, Mr. Rieger. Over 100 alumni from USA Hockey's National Team Development Program play in the NHL during a typical season.
All right.
So he's backing it up with the receipts. Roughly 90% of the elite USA Hockey talent tracing their development through Michigan and the Plymouth-based facility since it moved to USA Hockey Arena in 2015. And that is so true, because I remember being here last summer and learning so much about the international players that come to play here and how the families and the community will house them. It's just so cool.
It is. That is something really special about hockey. Like you said, people come from, you know, different countries and all like that. Yeah, and will stay at homes here where they learn the different things about the game and also go to school and all like that and do this thing.
Yeah. And imagine you're at a Red Wings game and you're like, oh, my gosh, I saw that guy play at USA Hockey Arena. What do you think as far – I have littles, and I always question, like, when is too young or too old to get them involved in something. My son's going to be 5. My daughter's 2.5. I feel like my son would rock it on a pair of skates right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's very athletic.
And
you
I think
so?
That's only funny. I think we probably started on the ice ourselves seriously at 5 or 6. I mean, it was the
double-edged, you know, blades or
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just go out there and do your little thing around the ice rink.
And they have those opportunities here at USA Hockey Arena. They do, like, the littles come out with the cones, and they can do all the practice skate and stuff like that. I just I think it's really cool, and it's such a pillar of this community in the Metro Detroit area. And we're sitting here at CJ's Brewing right now, and there's just, like, a family atmosphere happening.
Lots of families, like I said, out here having something nice to eat. Then probably going back out to their cars mm-hmm. to watch the movies. But it is just great seeing families get together on a Friday or a Saturday night, you know, just to have fun and be a family.
Do you follow hockey throughout the season? Are you mm-hmm. a big hockey – like, are you, you're a Wings guy,
oh,
I'm imagining. How do you feel about everything, all the drama going on in the offseason this
summer? I guess, you know, the one bad part is by having a legend, you know, who's in charge where they needed something else. That just always kind of makes it seem kind of, you know, bad. But
right.
They did need a change.
Yeah.
You know.
And so you think they made the right move?
Yeah.
And you think this is going to be the season?
I hope so. Well, for all of our sports teams, this is our season coming up.
No, we need it. Detroit sports teams need a little love.
Right.
Tired of getting almost there and then not seeing the final.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I mean, tonight is such a special night. It's I believe this is the last drive-in night. Yes, it is at USA Hockey Arena. So if you have been thinking about doing this all summer, plenty of time to get down here for these films. Like I said, it just opened at 7:30, and it's still light out, and they don't start rolling the movies until it gets
dark.
Darker. So you have plenty of time to come out. Bye, Steve. And you have plenty of time to come out. You don't have to worry about sitting and eating because, like I said, we've been saying all night, they bring that CJ's pizza mm-hmm. right to your car, whatever you're ordering, and you just sit that back, relax. Let the kids run and play. Let them eat the sugar. Pass out in the trunk. That's my kind of night. Anytime I don't have to do bedtime routine, I am down.
And again, you're taking me back to the old days of going to the drive-ins where they'd have like the playground up in front.
Yeah.
Underneath the screens.
Yeah.
And yeah, it would be like your parents would go, just go. Go have a good time.
Yeah. Go away, please.
Yep.
Mommy needs a mommy drink and a piece of pizza, which they have here, too. I don't know if they'll deliver those to your car. Maybe if you pay them
with
a little
the mommy
extra.
Drinks?
Yeah. You might have to drink those here. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it is such a super fun night. And then, obviously, check out the great hockey at USA Hockey Arena. And like I said, we were just saying the college series starts in October. So it really is coming up. And
your right
tickets are available. Get those tickets because it will sell out.
Oh, yeah.
People go crazy for these games.
Amazing how quickly time has gone by. I kept thinking, oh, it's July, and it's like, not in this universe. You know, realizing, gosh, it's already August, September coming up and all that.
Yeah. And which of these games would you be most excited to see?
Probably the Michigan game.
Are you a Michigan guy, too?
Yeah.
Go Blue?
I always like Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. And their hockey's supposed to be good this season?
Hope so. I mean, I remember they've always had, you know, good teams, but they've had some, of course, that were better years and all like that back in the day.
Oh, that okay. Thank you, Dave Rieger.
Oh, what did he say?
He said they made it to the Frozen Four last year.
All right.
That's a huge one. That's a huge tournament mm-hmm. as well. So, again, you can see all the action. Get your tickets now, USAHockeyNTDP.com. You can also scan QR codes when you see them up. Go online. Go to the website. Come here for a drive-in movie.
Yeah. All right. So, you and I, we've got a hockey game to go to.
Yeah, we're busy. We're booked and busy.
That's
we have
right.
hockey to see. We have movies
to watch.
I know you've probably seen all the movies that are showing here tonight, Greg, because you review movies. But what would you be most excited to see if you weren't?
Wow.
I want to see End of Oak Street, especially after your movie review this morning on Live in the D. I'm hooked. I'm in.
Yay. We will check that one out. And like you said, and the you know, Spider-Man, I can watch that again.
Do you think a movie like Spider-Man, a big blockbuster like that, loses some luster when it's a drive-in and not an inside theater?
No, I think it's because it opened up, you know, in the inside theater.
Okay.
And as we saw, you know, $1 billion and all like that. So
what
a
about
lot of
something
people
like
have already
the Odyssey? Like would you see an Odyssey on a drive-in or would you prefer to see that in the IMAX?
That one you
format?
Might want to see, you know, on the big IMAX. But then if you've already seen it, you want to see it again? This would be just kind of cool to come out and sit in your car.
I know.
Kick back and we have, you know, one of our adult beverages and just enjoy. And
just enjoy. Enjoy life.
What are you doing in 10 minutes?
Maybe going to a movie. All right. This has been so fun.
It is.
Greg Russell, I just love spending time
Lauren
with you always.
Rucker, you too. Love
Thanks
you.
To our WJR listening audience for allowing me to come on the air for about an hour. Normally I'm on 96.3 WDVD Monday through Friday every morning. 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I always love talking at night, too. You know?
Right. And I'm just so happy to be back here at WJR. I always tell people this is where I started my radio career, and I'm so glad that
it's come back. Yeah. And, you know, being back as a part of it.
And if we want to follow along in your movie reviews,
yeah, just go to movieshowplus.com.
Yeah. And your tours.
Our tours. We can go to guided tours or Celebrity Guided Tours of Detroit and also Russell Brothers City Tours.
Awesome.
And Distinctively Detroit Tours.
All right, we got to go. I can't read a clock. Good night from USA Hockey Arena.